Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll rock.
Now, it's a given that rock and roll music was born in Memphis, Tennessee. If you're a student of pop culture and music, you wouldn't be surprised if I told you one of the earliest chart-topping singles of the rock and roll era had a distinct Memphis connection. You wouldn't be surprised to learn that it was recorded by a Memphian who was born elsewhere but relocated to the Bluff City as a teenager. You might be surprised to find out it wasn't recorded by a boy named Elvis, or even a guy at all, for that matter. As we know, 1956 was Elvis Presley's year to take the world by storm. Already a star in the Mid-South and across the southeastern U.S., Elvis would hit the number one spot nationally with Heartbreak Hotel in April of that year. But 8 weeks before this, another transplant to Memphis would hold the top spot with her rock and roll record. Billboard magazine first published a music popularity chart July 20, 1940. The first number one was Tommy Dorsey's I'll Never Smile Again. That's Frank Sinatra doing the singing.
Until I smile.
Since that point, weekly charts have chronicled the musical mileposts that make up the soundtrack of our lives. Through the war years and into the 50s, the top spot was graced by the likes of Bing Crosby, Perry Como, Patti Page, and Rosemary Clooney. In March 1952, knocking singer Johnny Ray's Cry out of its 11-week run at the number one slot on the Bestsellers in Stores chart was a song called Wheel of Fortune by Kay Starr. Let me give you a little look into Kay's life. Born in Oklahoma, Catherine Laverne Starks showed an aptitude for singing at a young age when she would come home after school and serenade the chickens in their coops. When the family relocated to Texas, Catherine entered a radio station talent contest and won so often that she was given her own show. The Starks settled in Memphis when Catherine was 15, and she moved her talents to WREC Radio with a new stage name, Kay Starr, and a weekly show called Star Time. Kay was on her way to Discovery when band leader Joe Venuti came to Memphis to play the Peabody. Joe's contract stated that he would have a female singer, which he didn't. So when his road manager heard Kay singing on the radio, they signed her up for the 3-week run. For the next two summers, when school would let out, Kay Starr hit the road with Venuti's band, chaperoned by her mother. Kay's national network debut came in 1939 with Bob Crosby's band singing Memphis Blues on the Camel Caravan program. That appearance led to a 2-week stint with the Glenn Miller Orchestra and her first recordings.
The music of Glenn Miller from Memphis Town, charming little Kay Starr to sing Baby Me.
Baby Me.
Mind you, all this happened before she came back to Memphis to finish high school in 1940. Upon graduation, Kay headed for a career performing and recording in California. She sang again with Joe Venuti, and when the draft broke up that band, replaced Lena Horne in Charlie Barnett's orchestra. A bout with pneumonia literally silenced Kay for 6 months. But she returned as a solo artist, recording for Capitol Records. During those years, Kay had over 24 top 40 smashes, including that million-selling number one, Wheel of Fortune. Signing with RCA Records in 1956, Kay Starr would beat that label's rising new star, Elvis Presley, to the top of the charts with this song, Rock and Roll Waltz.
I want to and then rock. I want to and then roll.
With this million-selling number one, Kay set a number of firsts. First number one single by a female singer during the rock and roll era. First number one to have rock and roll in the title. The first number one single for RCA Records. And the first Memphian to rock the nation. This girl who grew up singing for the chickens had a lot to crow about. For WKNO, I'm Rob Grayson.